Welcome to the Casual Cowards of Gaming, episode 20.1. I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.
And it's actually Pointcast.
Hey,
20.1.
I was just happy because we all remembered our names at the appropriate times, other than Chester staring at his laptop all just high as shit, spaced out.
Got a lot of vodka in this drink, man. So much vodka.
I play for keeps.
What are we doing today?
Today we're going to be talking about Super Meat Boy.
Super Meat Boy!
I forgot what I was doing. I wanted to hit you for doing that. It was
You've
bad.
Done lost Real your mind.
Bad. I did lose my mind. When did this bad boy come out? 2010.
We're hitting the ground running. 2010. Ground,
yeah.
Xbox.
I can't. It doesn't feel like it came out that long ago.
Yeah.
It really feels like about 2 years.
Well, because I gifted the Humble Bundle that had Humble Bundle 6, I think, had Super Meat Boy in it, and I paid $5 for each of our copies, and I gifted it to you guys.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, which. Did you play it?
Yes.
Did you?
Yeah, I told you. I only got this. Well, we'll talk about how far I got in this fucking thing a little bit later.
Chester?
I played it.
He's just agreeing with you.
Yeah. Yes. Dirk is correct.
I have played games before. Super Meat Boy. Anyway, Super Meat Boy was... let's just start off. It's a platformer. It's a super tight platformer.
Super tight.
Super tight. Tighter than a nun's cunt.
It's too tight. It's way too tight.
Tight is right, man. Tight is right.
I expect my character to just, like, drift a little bit. This motherfucker doesn't drift at all.
You're up in the air, whether you're on the ground, you're in the air. It's just left is left, right is right. It's just, you can weave, yeah. You can get into all the nooks and crannies. It's like the scrubbing bubbles, but a video game.
And made out of meat.
And made out of meat.
Stop playing footsies with me.
Come here. Come here.
This came out during the height of when indie games were just, like, they were really taking their stride, and everyone wanted to play indie games.
Yeah, I think it was there was kind of a backlash about how they thought that the new platforms were too constraining to any indie developers. So all the big guys were kind of edging everybody out. It was also
edging,
you know, like elbowing. Like they were there's like
oh, I thought you were talking about where they would like jack off and the stop right before they come.
That kind of edging.
So Dan's here too. Say hi, Dan. So I didn't know that edging was a thing.
That's a thing.
That it wasn't like a house finishing.
I'll show you later.
I learned about edging from Orange is the New Black.
I haven't watched that.
That's pretty good.
Fantastic. I watch House of Cards. Bitch gets hit by a train.
Thanks for ruining it for me.
I've heard good.
That
things.
Doesn't mean anything.
I was going to watch this that in means, like 4 years.
Means absolutely nothing. Yeah,
I was going to watch it after it's off the air.
You still haven't caught up on fucking Game of Thrones. So
no, but I'm caught up on Supernatural. That's what really matters.
Oh my God.
Hater.
I am a hater.
So it was actually released in the Humble Bundle 5 in May of 2012, so it really wasn't that long ago.
Yeah, okay, so that's when I got it for you
That's
guys.
Why I feel like it's 2 years old.
Yeah. Well, and that was what was surprising to me is because I was relatively new to the Humble Bundles, but when I saw Meat Boy, because that came out with Meat Boy,
Psychonauts. Insomnia. Was it Insomnia? Is that the game, that really scary fucking game?
Amnesia. Yeah, it came out with that one. So it was like a lot of really, really good games. I got it for $5 a piece, so $15. I got it all.
Yeah.
I just never picked it up on Microsoft or on Xbox because I don't like buying like small games, like downloadable games. I just don't like doing it. I'm still like a very much I like to have the physical copy of the game person. So anyway, bad on me because this game is the shit.
It is the shit, and it's super frustrating.
But it ties in everything together that we grew up with. It's got like a little bit of Mega Man, a little bit of Mario Brothers.
Yeah, a little Mario 2, like the Japanese Mario 2, not the Mario 2 super easy we're used to, but like just super hard platforming. No, like it makes you work for it.
But it's got the same concept. Like how did you get through Mario Brothers? Hold down B and run.
Cheat.
Hold down B and run.
Game Genie.
Okay,
there's
so
no Game Genie for Meat Boy.
So you cheated on Mario Brothers 1.
I cheat all the time. Whenever the opportunity presents itself,
anyway,
I'm cheating.
So Super Meat Boy, let's actually thank the two people who developed this in 1 year, who put this game out, was Edmund McMillan and Tommy Refins?
I believe it's Ruffini.
Ruffini. The S is silent. Ruffinius? Anyway, he's the recluse. He'll never know.
Yeah, that guy was kind of weird. So, do you want to talk about Indie Game the Movie?
Yeah, we should mention that. This was on Indie Game the Movie. They actually followed these two people for Meat Boy. They followed...
The Fez guy?
Phil Fish.
God, that guy is such a tool.
They followed the guy who made Braid. And was that it, or was there one more?
I honestly don't remember. It's been a while.
Anyway...
It was on Netflix like a year
ago. Actually, I want to talk about that because Edmund McMillan and his girlfriend came across as like the two most personable people, like the likable, normal.
Yeah, it was so normal.
Yeah.
He's like my evil twin.
He hates when people come up to him and think that he actually is sociable. Like, he's not. He's just like, I'm uncomfortable being around people, and I just don't want them... It's not that he's like, you know, being like really antisocial. He's just... If you see him in a crowd, be like, just point at him, be like, good on you.
What's up, dog? Yeah. He's like, don't touch me, nigga.
That's it. Don't touch me, as Buzz to say. And then also, what kind of tied this whole game together was the music by Danny Baranowski.
It was awesome. It was like 8-bit metal.
Again, listen to that.
It's awesome.
That's hell right there. That's awesome.
8-bit metal.
And
I love it.
It doesn't stop. If you die in this game, it doesn't stop.
That's great. Yeah, next level. Music keeps going. Yeah, you die, going. Start over. Just keeps going.
Over and over again. So,
just that whole immersion deal.
Take us back on the history of this game. When would this release?
It was released in 2010.
I'm glad that you're here right now.
Or you could rewind to the beginning of the episode where we said that twice.
Right?
When was it released? Did you repeat that?
It was, they originally made a Flash game in 2008 just called Meat Boy. But and then it was released in 2010 for Xbox.
Awesome! Thank you for that. Just a really thorough background check.
You're welcome.
We went over all of that earlier.
You just look bored and dead.
Yeah. He's probably playing that goddamn tower defense game over there while we're doing this.
He's
Is
not.
He?
He's
on
not.
Wikipedia. Thank you.
Well, no, because this guy did some games. Edmund McMillan did some Newgrounds games.
Tommy R probably did some games too, but we never saw him. I didn't do that much research.
So Chester's going back and like, hey, Newgrounds, let's play all these Flash games.
Well, no, because Chester, I have to say, Chester was when I first started hanging out with Chester, he was all about Newgrounds, and I think you were for a little bit too.
Yeah, been 8 years ago, 10 years ago.
Oh, it was a while. He was ago. Before that. I mean, before
it was when Flash games were huge. Well, back when Stick Death was awesome.
I forgot.
Still love Flash games.
I still love Stick Death.
Really awesome Flash games made out there, and you just bring it up in your browser and play it. You don't have to pay for anything, or
which is cool because these guys actually got theirs and everything. So, yeah.
Where are we left?
Oh, well, we can talk about the games that he had out before because this game was actually an obtainable game. It was like a very, very easily mass marketable game, except for. Dr. Fetus flipping everybody off all the time, or like kind of the innuendos.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Well, of course you don't, but if you're trying to market it to, let's be honest, what type of people own an Xbox?
Shitty teenagers?
Yes, or like younger tweens.
Am I a tween?
Tweens.
No, but
would I be considered a tween?
No, you are a tween. You're a man boy child.
Most
stuck.
People that own Xboxes are people like us. People that grew up with video games.
Really? Because all the rooms that I go to where like I'm playing a video game, they're always these high pitched. Like,
you should stop going into the rooms that are labeled teens only.
Oh.
It's not porno, dude. It's video games.
Well, then it's just no
I'm sorry that you're confused.
For me. You mean if I actually go into the tween rooms, it's only going to be tweens?
Turns out.
God damn it.
Yeah, why is right. that a recurring
There's probably
theme?
Probably no tweens in those rooms.
It's just a bunch of old guys.
No, it's just a bunch of bronies.
No, I'm a little kid. Go ahead. Tell me what you want to do to me.
Oh, God.
Tell me slowly. Anyway, so Edmund McMillan, we say Team Meat, which is Edmund and Tommy. They've since released The Binding of Isaac, and
still gotta get that. It looks super awesome.
It does look good, but they haven't released it on a Humble Bundle, so I'm not gonna pick it up.
As soon as that comes out on Humble Bundle, I'm all over it.
But before Edmund, they teamed up and did this, or maybe maybe Tommy helped him out. I just know that had a game called Cunt. Which was you're a dick circling around a monster who has a cunt mouth. It's just a
really,
giant vagina.
Really bizarre game.
It's well put together. I mean,
it's like a reskinned. What is that? Galaga? Was that Galaga that was like that?
No.
No, it's like the vector game.
Not
like
Gradius. There was one of those space shooters. It was kind of like that. Where you went around the screen on the outside. If anyone's listening to this, you can help me out.
Well,
please.
Nobody's going to comment. Nobody's listening.
Someone's listening.
I would like to say that it's very accurate in that when my dick grew, I could just punch things with it. Like, just, it was just
cock punch, yeah.
The cock punch, and then the roid or the
roid rage. Where roid your dick rage gets smaller.
Just shrivels up. So apparently, he's taking some shots at people. But this one was a little more marketable, and it actually was just an amazing, amazing, really well put together game. And it still blows me away that two people put this together, and it had as much content and as much. I don't know. I want to say variety or elements, game elements.
Well, there's
that
tons.
It did.
I just read there's over 300 levels. Plus, you can generate your own and download other people's.
Yeah, people
levels.
can make their stuff. So I tried playing a couple of those a while ago, and It was brutal.
Yeah.
Like they just because I've actually started playing Trials HD a lot. So a lot of those games or a lot of the user generated content is just for the elite.
Like, yeah. Yeah, I saw my brother playing that. I just like, hey, do those levels where you just like go down a ramp and don't touch anything.
Yeah, where it's just like it's like you don't have to move.
Yeah.
Well, because in Trials they have like things where they have easy, medium, hard, and then ninja. Like ninja
that's
is
a difficulty level.
Yeah, it's like, well, I'm going to climb this building with my motorcycle.
Why not?
Yeah, why not? But I didn't go into the whole. In my recent playthrough, and by playthrough I mean through the second level, because that's as far as I can get in this game. But it's just even the warp zones, like it's got the main game, the warp zones, and then it's got a lot of extra content, which is like a throwback to all the different indie games.
25 characters that you can play as well.
Holy shit!
With different abilities and stuff.
Well, let's just talk about like the main just blonde like. The story, like who's there? It's the simplest story ever.
It's pretty simple. There's three main characters.
Well, four. You gotta count four.
Why you gotta count four?
He saves the day at the end.
Brownie.
Yeah,
he was a boss though.
He was a boss, but he redeems himself at the very end of it.
Like so. A boss.
He's sloth.
Just like a boss.
He's sloth. Brownie is sloth.
Okay, so Brownie is sloth. Hey, you guys.
So I guess the gist of the story is Dr. Fetus hates everyone because no one loves him.
I didn't push start.
Awesome. And so he kidnaps your girlfriend, Bandage Girl. I almost said Band-Aid Girl. Because he hates you. There's no reason for it. He just
nobody
hates
likes Dr. Fetus.
I like
and Dr. Fetus hates Meat Boy.
And no one loves Dr. Fetus, and that's why he hates you.
He's always flipping everybody off. Let's just talk about what he is. He's a clear bad guy.
It's like a fetus in a robot, like mech kind of.
A fetus in a bubble.
With a suit.
I always imagine him like suspended animation.
He does have a monocle.
He's got a monocle and he flips everybody off. So that's Dr. Fetus. Meat Boy is just a wad of meat with legs.
He's not Meat Wad.
He's not Meatwad. Sorry. You want to give a Meatwad impression? You want to throw one out?
I got nothing to say.
Put you on the spot.
Meatwad doesn't have legs.
And then Bandage Girl.
Meatwad doesn't have legs.
But then,
unless he's Abraham Lincoln with a sword.
But then do you want to rattle off the unlockable characters? Do you have that?
No, there's 25 of them.
Look at that. I got them all listed.
The only one I unlocked was Captain Video?
Commander Video.
Who could float.
Yeah, Commander Video, because he was the bit trip complete guy.
Yeah.
So this was also,
I don't know what that is.
As much as it was at the height of this, actually, we'll tell you, it was the height of the indie game releases because it had nothing but throwbacks to indie games. So
yeah.
You had Alien Hominid, Captain Viridian, Commander Video, Fly Wrench, Gish, Goo Ball, Potato Boy.
I didn't go through all these.
I'm doing it right now. Headcrab, Jill, Joseph, Meat Ninja, Ninja. Ogmo, Pink Knight, Runman, Spelunky, Steve, The Kid. Steve the Kid is not one thing. It's Steve and The Kid. The Ninja, Tim, and Tofu Boy.
What ninja?
It just says The Ninja. It's from, I think it's from N.
Yeah, from N+.
Yeah. Dude, that kind of just tells you it's every indie game a throwback to everything like that, which all these games are great, and a lot of these were released on the Humble Bundle. I can't think of the name of the games right off the bat, but I know that I have Bit Trip Complete. That was on the Humble Bundle. The Joseph Robot was another game.
Joseph
the Robot?
Joseph the Robot.
It says he's from Machinarium.
Yeah, that's...
I love that game.
Well, it's kind of like...
I haven't played it.
I have no idea.
I haven't played
it
most of these.
I'm just talking shit because I have no fucking clue what we're doing now.
Well, I have World of Goo, the Goo Ball. Gish is that from his own game.
I did play World of Goo.
Alien Hominid, it's from the game, I think, Alien Hominid. Tim is from...
Minecraft. I'm sorry. Tim is from Braid.
Steve is from Minecraft. Spelunky, I don't know who that is. I'm not sure. Runman. Pink Knight is from Castle Crashers. Mm-hmm. Tofu Boy is from that awesome PETA video.
Super Tofu Boy.
All right, Ryan, go ahead. PETA made a Tofu Boy.
Dude, just hearing the word PETA, not only the bread, but also the organization, it makes me like physically angry. Like, I want to break something. I fucking hate those people.
Actually,
they're the worst. They're absolutely the worst.
To unlock Super Tofu Boy, you can only do it in the Steam version. And you have to enter the code PETA file.
Why can't they just let us eat animals and wear animals and fuck animals?
Because meat is murder, Ryan.
No, it's not. It's delicious.
It's tasty.
Absolutely so fucking delicious.
Except for that fajita meat that you put all that cumin over.
Oh, cumin's so
good. I'm on PETA's side monster. With that one. So there's nothing to this game except for exceptionally awesome, very tight platforming, and it's.
So how far did you make it?
The music is awesome too.
Oh, the music, yeah.
Which they released. I just found you can download it for $3. Is 34 tracks.
There was that many tracks.
34 tracks.
There's like that one right there. That's the intro
and
music.
You can get that at Bandcamp.com.
Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
This one time at Bandcamp.
Yeah, apparently Danny Baranowski has his own subdomain at Bandcamp.
He has a subdomain? Like where he goes down in the basement and he ties himself up and he lets you whip him?
Bandcamp.com.
That's cool. So how far did you make it?
I made it... Okay, so this last playthrough, because I was messing around with our soon-to-be Twitch feature to our podcast.
Don't tell everyone. Secret.
All right. So I only made it to the second boss of the second level. And the first playthrough that I did were actually when I bought it back in 2012 for us. I think I made it to hell, and I didn't make it past hell. I don't know if I made it to the boss in hell. I'm pretty sure I didn't, but I didn't make it past hell because we were watching a couple videos. I didn't make it as far as those people.
What about you, Round Boy?
Me?
Yeah.
I remember, I think I got to the Salt Factory or... The hospital or something.
Hospital's first, salt factory second.
I don't think I made it to hell.
The forest is first, hospital second.
Well, I'm just saying in the salt factory.
I definitely made it to the salt factory.
Okay.
I remember missiles, which I think was the next level.
God, those were so fast.
Actually, that should be a thing. Like, it initially entered, like, issued, or who was somebody, did you say somebody had, like, this didn't have a learning curve? Like, this game didn't have a learning curve? Somebody actually said that?
Who said that?
I don't know. I was reading reviews. Someone said
it did get progressively harder. There was definitely a learning curve.
There was a learning curve because it starts off like, here's a gap, jump the gap. Here's a wall, jump up the wall. Okay, so you've gone through three levels. You know what to do. Fucking razors. here's saw blades.
Everything will kill you.
And I thought it had a very good learning curve because you knew
It was steep.
It was.
It was very steep.
But here's the thing, is the game actually rewarded you for dying. One, it restarted you like right off the bat at the beginning. Like, you didn't have to wait. It was instantaneous death. You got that cool like the cool death sound, and then it started you right back at the beginning. It didn't start the music over, so it was all one continuous flow.
That was really nice.
Yeah, and then when you were done with the level, you got to see all of your meat boys
every single
just
time
running
that you failed.
In unison, just dying because it's a trial and error.
It would show you a replay of all of your attempts, but all at once.
All at once, all layered over the other. Nothing ghosted. Everything, and you're trying to watch everyone, but they keep just disappearing. It centers on your one guy that finishes off, but. I don't know. This game is a very satisfying... now, after I played it, I wish that I would have bought it when it first came out because it would have been something that I could have gone back to. And I'm actually glad we did this because I am probably going to go back and try to finish it. But
good luck, man.
No, I like I said, I'm watching... Because the internet's
later.
Out there.
It's rough.
Yeah, well, because after hell is the rapture, and then there's the end. But even that, like they have there's a throwback level to in the warp zone to like a Game Boy. There's a throwback level to Fez.
Those fucking warp zone levels are pretty neat.
Yeah,
I didn't even know they existed.
Neither did I never tried to get them. They have the Band-Aids because the Band-Aids unlock everybody. It's got a lot of content for a game that fits on a 125 megabyte jump drive.
Yeah,
it's pretty good. I mean,
it's a tiny game.
Tiny game, chock full of fun.
Ton of content.
Do we have to do the, do you want to do the round robin, like anything like that stuck out in your mind about the game?
It was hard as shit for the visually impaired. Dude, I couldn't keep up. You had to get to a, when you get to a certain point, you have to start really fucking booking. You got to go.
Oh no, it's just it's run. Just that's it. Run tight jumps.
I would get lost. Like I would like I wouldn't know where I was landing, and it, you know, it was still a really fucking awesome game. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm just waiting.
Mm, yeah, you're gonna play the laugh sound while I'm talking about how I'm blind. Anyways,
I wasn't, but you got to made a good point. I should.
It's fast. You have to. This is one of those like Korean kids doing 300 commands a minute in StarCraft type of games.
Well, I was amazed that Chester, when I gave it to you, you're just like, yeah, I played it on the keyboard. Like, yeah, they say,
oh, you can't play it on a keyboard. You need a like controller to really be good at this game. But I have no problem playing it
actually,
on a keyboard.
I think it pulled up the last time I played it. I think it was like choose wisely, and it said keyboard or the controller, but. I think they developed with the Xbox controller in mind. Even though I did find out that when I was playing it last night, I was trying to play it with the analog stick and not the what is that called?
The D-pad.
The analog stick was ruining my life.
That's probably what my problem was.
You got to use a D-pad because it needs to be like it has to be stop.
Like when
on
you
a
let
dime.
Go, it stops.
Yeah, it stop That's on a dime. It can't be problem. Like moving back to center and moving.
Using the arrow keys would, on a keyboard and then you use shift to run fast and space to jump. It's like it's really simple.
I would drift. I would drift a lot.
Did you play it that way when you fired it back up this for the
yeah?
Because
I couldn't get my PS3 controller to work with my computer.
It requires a lot of software.
Absolute nightmare.
Yeah, yeah it's. I don't even think we ever got it to work, did we?
No, we didn't. I still have the USB, no, the Bluetooth dongle in the back of my computer. Never used.
Yeah, I think I still have one, too.
I bought it specifically for that purpose, and I didn't do it.
That's what we should do for our next giveaway. We should give away our dongles.
Our dongles. Come get these dongles. So do you have any thoughts about this game? Like, anything like that?
I loved it. I love the music. I love the gameplay. I like games where there's a lot of shit to unlock, because that gives me, like, more reason to want to perfect every level and stuff like that. And there's a lot of stuff to unlock in this game.
And I'll agree with you. I think this is it because the first time I played it, just the gameplay is fun and like seeing the people die, like whenever you die, like the trial and error. But now going back to it, it's got a lot of replay value because I didn't know that there were actually unlockables. I didn't know that if you collected the Band-Aids, use the warp zones, finish the warp zone games, you would actually be rewarded for it.
Plus, if you finish each level under a certain amount of time,
you get the A+.
You get the A+, which gives bonuses as well.
Oh, cool. Didn't know that. So, I think that's going to be pretty much it. Just
why you're not going to ask me?
I
no
just
final thoughts. You just asked him twice.
You went first.
Oh, I want to say, be careful what you wish for.
Let's end this episode.
You are just
hold on. The last episode, I think it was one before. I kind of talk shit about how games are getting easier, and, you know, as you get older, games get easier, and they're just not as hard as they were when you were a kid.
Uh-huh.
This is one of those games that it's exactly as hard as it was when you were a kid.
Oh, yeah. It's the same elements, so, and that's why it's good.
Be careful what you wish for.
So it's double fight.
It's punishing.
And now, deep thoughts with
deep
Ryan.
Deep thoughts with Ryan. This game is fucking hard.
Which is basically what you just said. This is, I know you've had too much to drink. This game is hard.
This is only like my ninth beer.
I want a second opinion.
It's
anyway.
Gonna rain.
Anyway, so once again, we are on, what are we on? We're on Twitter. We're on Facebook. We are on
Molly.
Stitcher. Are we on Molly? Molly Colley. I don't even know a Molly.
It's a drug, idiot.
Yeah.
You were out of touch with young people.
It's like ecstasy or something. I'm not familiar with the
new
designer drugs.
Howdy, kids.
Yeah.
Do you guys lick Toad?
I just went back to Android, so the Stitcher works great.
Stitcher's great. Yeah. We're also on iTunes. We're on Pointcast. Our shirts are going to be done tomorrow.
Yeah. So come to SGC.
Yeah, we're going to give away some shirts.
We'll have a booth there. Come have fun with us.
Also, we're setting up we're on YouTube now.
Yeah, I messed around with the YouTube a little bit. It's really just a static image with audio, but good things are coming in the future.
Yeah, things are going to happen, and we are firing up our Twitch account. But all of this can be found and linked to at casualcowards.com. So everybody head there, top right-hand corner. You select how you want to fucking listen to us, how you want to take us.
how you want us to get inside of you.
But, all right, you started it off, man. You can end it out.
Thank you for listening to PointCast 20.1. I'm Ryan.
My name is Dirk.
I'm Chester.